From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish, and it's time now for your letters. Yesterday, we aired a story about a growing movement in China to protect dogs. These days, more and more Chinese are embracing them as pets, not as food. In our report, we heard from two camps, animal lovers and those who like and distribute dog meat.
Well, Sarah Garlitz of Indiana County, Pennsylvania, writes this. It was almost unbearable to listen to your story as my miniature poodle and I were driving home from a trip to the park this afternoon. When the reporter reached the discussion with the butcher about how the dogs were slaughtered, I wanted to lean over and cover my poor dog's ears.
Ms. Garlitz goes on to say, perhaps next time you can include a warning for those of us with dogs and dog lovers in the car. I can't be the only one out there who found that part of the story disturbing.
Claudia Wolf of Kensington, Maryland agrees. She writes this, I know this goes on in the world. I know that all sorts of outrageous things happen. But I fail to understand the news value of being subjected to that story. I switched to sports talk, and when I got home, I was greeted by my dog, whom I love, but not in a way that involves soy sauce and chopsticks.
But not all pet owners turn the dial. Bruce Hamilton of Portland, Oregon, grew up in Southeast Asia and thanks us for the story. He writes, it brought back memories of some of the experiences I witnessed and how dogs were treated. Hopefully, NPR's audience will understand that beyond our shores, sometimes man's best friend is simply an appetizer. Oh yes, my pugnacious pug also thanks you for this segment.
Finally, yesterday we remembered bluegrass banjo player Earl Scruggs, who died Wednesday at the age of 88. Scruggs popularized the three-finger picking style and dazzled audiences with his lightning speed and rolling cascade of notes.
You can count Georgette Huff of Carrollton, Ohio as a fan. She writes, I was hooked from the first time my dad said, you gotta hear this, and piled us all in the car and took us to a Flat and Scruggs show at the Wheeling Jamboree. I played three-finger air banjo and toe tap throughout your tribute to the incomparable Earl Scruggs, knowing Dad was there picking away and saying, now what did I tell you?
Well, thanks to everyone for writing, and please keep sending your letters. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.